Tycoon Tara still in front. In her time, tries on the outside. Latest prompt response. Tycoon Tara's in front. Prompt response on the outside. Tycoon Tara, prompt response. Tycoon Tara has just won the Tats Tiara from prompt response. It's a photo third in her time and sold for song.
Well, it was a wonderful win by Tycoon Tara in the Tats Tiara, and that was Group 1 win number 9 for jockey Kieran McAvoy. It's been a remarkable season, including the Melbourne Cup on Almanden. And he joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Kieran. Congratulations on another Group 1.
Yeah, morning, Michael. Thanks very much.
You must have been giggling to yourself when you landed in front. You looked around. You didn't see the favourite anywhere near you.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that the favourite had trouble at the start, and I was pretty happy with my mare's manners in the barrage. She got out of the barrage pretty quickly and was able to secure that front spot, which was my plan A and Peter and Paul's plan A as well. So it was great to see her bounce back. You know, last preparation, she was able to string a few wins together, and she sort of ran below her best in her runs back this time. But she's shown that she's got good ability, and she was able to showcase that on Saturday.
She's been underrated. It's been quite phenomenal what Team Snowden's been able to do with her since she left Tony Krushka, who's a part owner, and he said, I'm going to send her up north because I think there's a good win in her. Since going to the Snowden, she's had 9 start for 4 wins, including 2 Group 2s, a Group 1 now, and a Group 3. So she's just gone to another level.
Yeah, that's right. It was masterful planning by Tony Krushka himself, and also the Snowden's Peter and Paul, obviously, done a great job. I know that they've had a few little issues along the way with soundness, but the Snowden's are masters at getting horses right on the day for their big occasion, and that's what they're able to do on Saturday. So it was a superb job and Group 1 winning mare now, so her progeny or if she ever goes through the stale ring or whatever, she's worth a great amount of money now, and she's a nice big mare, nice big strong mare, so she'll fill out and throw some lovely foals, I'm sure.
There's no doubt about that. It's been a good carnival for you up north, especially in Queensland. And I suppose from a jockey's perspective, you must be thankful and very complimentary of the way the Doomben track has handled the whole carnival up there.
Yeah, exactly. They've done a great job realising they were in trouble with Eagle Farm and shifting the meetings. I must admit, I did think that initially, Doomben might struggle with the extra workload, but they were able to stage it nicely, and the track got a couple of weeks break sort of here and there leading into their main days. And fair play to them. It rode really well on Saturday, probably the best it's ridden of the whole carnival. Great job by the Brisbane Racing Club and Queensland Racing, and it's been well documented, their troubles with Eagle Farm, but hopefully, for their sake, they can get it back on track, and the Winter Carnival in Brisbane can keep going strong and get to another level once the track's back ready and firing.
Personally, it must be very satisfying. 9 Group 1s, including the Melbourne Cup. I know it took you a while to get back into form when you came back from overseas, but do you think you're riding as well as you ever have at the moment?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. It's You've got to be happy with a season like that, and once you secure the Melbourne Cup, I think anything else on top is a bonus. And I was able to stay in good form throughout the rest of the carnivals. Once we got through the spring, rode some couple of nice ones during the autumn carnival here in Sydney, and then continued on with it. A nice win on Egg Tart in Adelaide, and then she won the Queensland Oaks, and then last Saturday's win was just the icing on the cake. So really happy with my form. 9 Group 1s for the season is the best I've been able to produce, so pretty chuffed with that, that's for sure.
Is she who you're looking forward to most in the spring carnival, Egg Tart?
Yeah, I've got a couple of nice mares or fillies that I've been riding for Waller, and the older mare, Fox Play, she's four rising five, but she's going to be forced to be reckoned with in races like the Meyer and those sort of races. And, Egg Tart, she's taken over for her as she sort of heads towards her four-year-old campaign, and there's no doubt she needs to step to another level, but everything's suggesting that she might be able to do that. So it'll be interesting to see where stable kicks those mares off, and I'll be waiting patiently to see which direction they head in their campaigns, because both lovely fillies and mares going forward.
Have you locked yourself into the Al Mandan as well? You'll follow him wherever the Melbourne Cup winner goes?
Yeah, no confirmation of that yet. He didn't run in the autumn, but hopefully he can stay sound, and I'm sure that Lloyd and the team will be in touch and see what progresses over the next 6 to 8 weeks. And the waits are going to be interesting. Obviously, every year you wait patiently and to see what weight horses get. And obviously he's got to carry more than the 52 he carried last year. But yeah, hopefully the horse stays sound and he can try and go back-to-back cups.
Well, Kieran, well done on another outstanding season, and look forward to the spring. It's only around the corner now. We can't wait till those good horses get back as well.
That's it. Thanks very much, Michael.